KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Monday. It's the 11th day of December for 2017. Well, Caltrans announced on Friday that the first planning grants funded through SB1, which is the Road Repair and Accountability Act 2014, have been awarded to local agencies to support their efforts to plan more sustainable communities, reduce transportation-related greenhouse gases, and adapt for the effects of climate change. Now, among the projects awarded funding are the Valley Springs Complete Streets Capital Infrastructure Plan. The project is a collaborative partnership of the school district, Caltrans, CHP, Calaveras Council of Governments, Calaveras County, and the community. Also included in the funding was the Angels Camp Main Street Highway 49 Complete Streets and Capello Road Pedestrian Connector Project. This will identify and address critical gaps in connectivity between existing and planned facilities along Highways 49 and 4 and provide access to low-income communities in northern Angels Camp. And the final local project to receive funding this round is the Pope Street Infrastructure and Safe Routes Gap Fill Plan. The project includes development of an infrastructure plan for a bicycle and pedestrian facility along Pope Street and Lewis Avenues in San Andreas, as well as improvements needed for a safe connection to the San Andreas Elementary School from Highway 49. In total, SB1 will provide more than $270 million in planning grants for local communities over the next decade.
Well, distracted driving along a winding section of Highway 88 may have been the contributing factor in a rear-end collision Friday morning in Amador County. According to reports, at around 9:30, the driver of a pickup truck traveling west on Highway 88 in the curves above Red Corral Road had slowed to turn left, and the driver of a sedan, also traveling westbound, noticed too late the pickup was turning and struck it from behind. The driver of the sedan complained of chest pain following the accident, was taken by ambulance to Sutter Amador Hospital. Now, the driver of the truck did not report injury. The accident slowed traffic on 88 for a short time. CHP says the incident still under investigation.
And Amador County Treasurer Tax Collector Mike Ryan is reminding property owners, today is the deadline to make that timely payment of the first installment of your annual secured property taxes. Pardon me, I was trying to suppress a cough there. Anyway, now the first installment of the secured property taxes were due and payable on the 1st of November, but they will become delinquent if not paid by 5 p.m. tonight. After today, a 10% delinquent penalty will be added. Now you can make your payments in line, or online rather, in person, or by mail as long as they're postmarked today. Best drop them off at the tax collector's office, probably. For more information, you can call the tax collector's office at 223-6364. That's 5 o'clock tonight, the deadline.
And the city of Jackson still accepting applications for one available vacant position on the Jackson Cemetery Committee. Now, candidates should be able to dedicate time to monthly meetings, knowledge of cemetery matters desirable but not mandatory. Applicants must reside within the city of Jackson and will be appointed by the city council to serve through June 30th of 2018. The cemetery committee advises and recommends policy for maintenance and operation of and improvements to the Jackson Cemetery to the city council. Now, the Jackson Cemetery Committee meets on the second Wednesday each month, 10 a.m. There is no compensation paid to members. Applications will be accepted at Jackson City Hall through Tuesday the 12th at 5 p.m. That is tomorrow at 5 p.m.
And you can give the gift of life today during the Ione Community Blood Drive. The blood drive runs today from 1:30 to 5:30. Donating blood is safe, easy, takes about an hour. Donors must weigh at least 110 pounds, be at least 16 years old, and there is no upper age for blood donations. Donors must bring a photo ID, should drink plenty of fluid before donating. Participants will receive a pair of custom blood source socks today as well. Now, for more information, you can contact Christy Roots or April Gassaway today at 274-4543. Today's blood drive, by the way, is sponsored by Christie Roots Insurance. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.